Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Bishop Thomas Henry. It's been a few days since I've been able to come to you on this Blog Talk program. And today, right now, it is August the 11th, and it is about 11:30 Eastern Time. And before we go into a new day on the East Coast, I thought it fitting that we would take the time to call each and every one of you to a time of prayer. Jesus asked his disciples, "Can you pray with me 1 hour?" Prayer is so important to the believer. The Bible tells us that men ought always to pray and never faint. Literally saying, if you are not praying, you may just be giving up, because the word faint, give up. You know, there are a lot of people who give up. They give up too easily. They throw in the towel too easily. They allow the enemy to get the best of them in their lives. And that's something we don't want to do. We don't want the enemy to get the best of us. We don't want the enemy to destroy our joy, to take our peace, to take our happiness. We don't want him to run and rule our lives, because we want to be like Christ. We want to be people who live in Christ, move in Christ, and have our being in Christ. The scripture says, Jesus said to his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, the place of the crushing, Gethsemane, the place of the crushing, he says to them, "Can you pray with me? Can you watch with me for 1 hour? Can you pray?" The Bible tells us in the epistles to pray, Paul says, without ceasing. This does not mean that we pray 24/7. This simply means we maintain the attitude of prayer. We maintain a devotional life. We find opportunities to communicate with God. We need to communicate with God. Matter of fact, I believe it's James. James says these words, that the fervent, heartfelt prayer of a righteous man or woman makes much power available. The fervent, heartfelt prayer of a righteous person makes much power available. The enemy does not want you to pray. The enemy does not want you to take the time to seek the face of God. But we are called, my brothers and sisters, to seek his face. We are called to turn from our wicked ways, so that the Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, God says, and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then I will hear from heaven, and then I will forgive their sins, and then, he said, I will heal the land. And I don't know about you today, but in the United States of America, we need God to heal our land. We need God to bring peace among the races. We need God to bring peace in Chicago, in Ferguson, and in the various cities that have been affected by some of the things that have been going on in our world today. We need God to bring peace. We need God to bring the peace that only he can bring, the peace that only he can give, the peace, a peace that passes all understanding. Prayer is important. What is prayer? Prayer is communication between God and man. Prayer is a dialogue. It's not just a monologue where we just sit and talk and don't take the time to listen to God. Prayer is a dialogue, you and God communicating back and forth with each other. We talk to God, and God talks back to us. One of the things that, you know, we may not agree with their theology, but the UCC says that God is yet speaking. And you got to realize God never stopped speaking when the last book of the Bible was penned. We may not have new scriptures being wrote today, but God is yet speaking among us. God is yet speaking through us. God is yet speaking through his word. He's yet giving us rhema words. He's yet speaking. The question is not if God is speaking. The question is, are you paying attention? That's the question. Are you paying attention? Men ought to always pray and never faint. It's time to pray. My brothers and sisters, it's time to pray. We wonder what's going on with the world. The church doubts the power of prayer. There are many people praying, but they don't have a relationship with the Father. There are many people praying that are not even saved. Their theology is not right as it relates to who God is. How can you properly pray to somebody when you don't even know the person that you're praying to? There are people that argue down, you can't pray to Jesus. You can't pray to the Holy Spirit. Only pray to the Father and all of that. And they will argue about a whole bunch of stuff. And many of them have problem with prayer. People say, I don't know what to pray. I don't have enough words to pray for a long time. If you have a problem with praying, get your Bible. Get the book of Psalms out and begin to pray the Psalms. Go through the scriptures and begin to pray the word of God and declare the word of God over your life. It's time to pray, my brothers and sisters. We are called to be a people prayer, people who talk to our God and not only talk to him, but know him. And we know him in the very power of his resurrection. We know him in the very fellowship of his sufferings. We know him in being conformed unto his. I want to take the time. I'm not sure how long we're going to pray tonight. We may pray the whole rest of this broadcast. We may not, but I just want to take the time to begin to pray as I'm led by the Lord. And as you listen to this prayer, I want you to bring yourself into agreement with it. I want you to begin to bring yourself into agreement with what we're going to pray about tonight so that the will of the Lord may be done in your lives, so that the will of the Lord may be done in the lives of those that you know, those that you are concerned about, those that you care about, that God will work in their lives, that God will move in their lives, he will move in their homes, he will move in their jobs, he will move on their finances. My brothers and sisters, can I invite you to spend some time with me tonight for a few moments in prayer? Because we want to talk to the Father. We want to have a little talk with him, and we want to tell our Lord all about our troubles. We want to tell him about the things that have been frustrating us. We want to tell him what we need, because our God is not slack concerning his promise, as men's and women's count slackness. But our God is still able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine, according to the very power of God that works in us. My brothers and sisters, it's time to pray. You need, my brothers and sisters, to develop a prayer life, a devotional life. You need to learn to pray the word of God. There's nothing more powerful than praying God's word, because his word is his will, and his will is his word. You're not just praying your opinions when you pray the word of God. Can we pray? Dear God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, God, as we come to you tonight, right before midnight here on the East Coast, God, we want to say thank you for all that you have done for us on this day. For first of all, your word tells us that in everything we are to give you thanks. But this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. God, we know sometimes it's hard to give you thanks for things that don't go well. It's hard to give you thanks for the troubles and the trials that we've been through. But we thank you, God, you never said to thank you for those hard things. But you did tell us in the midst of those things to give you thanks anyway. And so, God, tonight we give you thanks. Whatever time of day that we're listening to this broadcast, dear God, we give you thanks. We thank you, God, for our life. We thank you for our health. We thank you, God, that the blood is still running warm in our veins. We thank you, God, that we still have the activities of our limb. We thank you, God, that the enemy could not take us out, that you have protected us this day from all sin and evil. You kept us with our minds stayed on you today, God. And for that, God, we start off and we say thank you tonight. We thank you, God, for honoring us with your glory, for shining your face upon us today, God, keeping and protecting our kids today. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for those of us that was able to go to church on this past Wednesday, God, and worship you and study your word. God, we want to say thank you. Thank you, God, for men and women who don't mind standing up and declaring the very word of God, that don't mind getting behind the sacred desk and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And God, today we want to say thank you. Thank you, God, for those that we hold near and dear to us, God, our kids and our loved ones. That God, we thank you how you have watched over them this day, God, how you have protected them, God, how you have kept them, God. God, we just thank you. And God, not only do we thank you, God, but we bless you, God, that you're going to save our family members, God, those family members that are lost today, God, that you're going to save them, those children, you're going to save them, those spouses, God, that you're still able to save them, that you will deliver them from the bondage of sin and death, God, that you will bring them into eternal and everlasting life in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. God, those relatives that have been rebellious, those relatives that have ran from you, God, that have resisted salvation, God, bring them in, God. Draw them in right now, God, as we pray. Save them right now, Lord. Save right now. God, draw them out of the clubs. God, draw them out of the wrong bed, God. Draw them out of the wrong houses, God, and bring them back into the fold. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory for salvation. For we know salvation is in your hands. We know salvation is yours. Salvation is of the Lord, that you died for us, that we may have the right to the tree of life. You died for us, God, that we may be saved. And, God, we thank you today for salvation, and we declare it over our families. We declare that our children will be saved in the name of Jesus, and not just saved, but filled with the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. God, we thank you today. God, we thank you for spouses that will be saved, husbands and wives that will be saved, that will be delivered, God, in the name of Jesus. Even, God, that not only just save these husbands and wives, but those that are in abusive relationships, God, that you will go into their relationship and speak peace. Speak peace. Rebuke the enemy right now that want to come into the homes and destroy those homes and destroy the peace of God in those homes. And we speak today, God, that you will bring peace into troubled homes. You will bring peace today, God, that you will right the wrongs in these bad relationships, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you will help us to get out of your way so you can work these things out for your good and for our good in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray for those who have lost loved ones. God, these past several days and weeks, God, that you would give them a peace that passes all understanding, that you will comfort them, God, even in this hour of bereavement, God, that you will comfort them and give them your peace. For God, there is no peace like you can give. For you said in your word that you are the Prince of Peace. And God, we thank you for being peace. We thank you, God, for being a peace that doesn't even make any sense, a peace we can't even comprehend, a peace that we cannot even understand, but we can stand and we can receive it and we can walk in it and we can live in it. We can live in that Sabbath rest of the Lord. And so, God, we thank you today. God, we bless you today. God, we thank you, God, that even in this country, we speak peace. God, we know the enemy is at work. The enemy is divisive. We know the enemy is trying to destroy the peace in this country. But God, as a man of God today, God, as touch and agree with those who would listen to this broadcast and pray with me, God, tonight, God, or sometime during the day when they listen to this, we speak peace in America. We speak peace. We rebuke the spirit of death that want to go out there and kill our young black men and young black women and minorities. We speak peace right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, we release you of your assignment that you have sent and released against black America in this country. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, thank you. God, we thank you. Oh, my, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we release the enemy of this assignment. Well, bless his name. We come against that stronghold in this country that want to destroy. destroy our young men and our young women and snuff them out before they're able to fulfill their dreams and take them out before time. And we declare in the name of Jesus that they will live a full life. We declare in the name of Jesus that, God, your hand is strong enough to protect them. God, where the church has fallen short at, God, in this, forgive us, God. Forgive us, God, for not praying like we should. Forgive us for not speaking up like we should. Forgive us, dear Jesus. And God, don't hold our shortcomings against us, Lord. But, Lord, protect our kids. Watch over them, God, while they go to school. God, keep evil away from them. You said in your word, when you taught your disciples to pray, you taught them to pray, deliver us from the evil one. And so, God, we pray tonight that you will deliver us, that you will deliver not only us but our children, our posterity from the evil one, God. Deliver tonight, God. Deliver and set free. Rebuke the devourer, God. Rebuke the enemy, God, that's trying to take them out tonight. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace in Ferguson. We speak peace in New York. We speak peace in San Francisco. We speak peace in Dallas. Oh, my God, we speak peace, God, to every family that's been affected by these senseless deaths around this country. God, we thank you tonight. God, we bless you tonight, God, for people tonight that will stand in the gap tonight and intercede. Who am I? Hallelujah, Jesus, that will intercede and declare peace in our time, that will declare peace in this country. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for those Christians over there in Iran and Iraq and over there in the Middle East and Ethiopia that are being, God, that are being in prison and murdered by those Arabs. God, that your hand will be strong tonight. God, we know your word said we shall have persecution, but that does not mean, God, we cannot pray. That your hand will be stretched forth in this thing to deliver them people. In the name of Jesus, God, deliver right now. Deliver, God. Not only deliver, God, but cause your church to rise up in this hour. Cause your church to be the church that you're calling for it to be. Cause your church, God, to stand up and declare the truths of the gospel again. Because that's where our power lies. That's where our anointing lies. It doesn't lie in just specimens. It does not just lie in protocol, but it lies in us seeking your face and turning from our wicked ways, God. Help us to preach a real gospel again, a gospel that set the captives free. Help us, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, bring peace. Bring peace, God, to your church. God, your church is so divided today. You got people jockeying for positions. God, they're out there thinking they're doing the will of God by hurting people and wounding people. God, rebuke the enemy in the church. Rebuke that spirit in the church of divination. That spirit of division in the church, God, that spirit of schism. God, we come against it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus over this church. We plead the blood of Jesus over your church. God, for this is your church, God. God, forgive us for making a mess of your church. Forgive us, God, for fighting in your church. Forgive us, God, for tearing your church apart because you said that men would know that we are your disciples if we have love one to another. And God, forgive us because we have pushed hate and not enough love. We have not loved each other like we should. We have not demonstrated the love of Christ like we should. We have become so egotistic and ego-minded, God, and we have missed you. We have missed the power of God. We have missed the glory of God because we're so stuck on ourselves. God, deliver us from us. God, as that bishop sung in that song, deliver us from the enemy that's in us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Deliver us, God. Deliver right now, God. In the name of Jesus, make us one, God. Your word said make us one, God, one in mind, one in spirit. God, make us one so there will be no more divisions among us. Make us one. Make us one so we can tear down Satan's kingdom. Make us one, God, In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Make us one. Make us one, God. Destroy, God, this pride in your church. Destroy the division in your church. Get rid of the stubbornness that we have. God, this spirit that's so rampant in the church, destroying your church. All these people stuck on stupid, God, think they're right when they're really wrong. They don't got your glory, God. We want you. We don't want ourselves. We want you, God. We want your glory. We need your glory. Less of us and more of you is what we need today, God. Bring back your glory to your church. Bring back power to your church. Bring back your anointing to your church. Give us people, God, that are willing to get in the vineyard and win souls. Give us people tonight, God, who are willing to get on the battlefield for the Lord and declare salvation through no other name but Jesus Christ. Give us people, God, that are willing to pray in your name. Give us people, God, that are willing to carry your name. God, give us people tonight, God, that are faithful to you, faithful to your plan of salvation, faithful to your church. Give us people tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, if you have to do us like you did the Apostle Paul, there are some preachers, God, that you got to knock off their horses. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, knock them off their horses, God. Knock some of these prophets off their horses, God. Knock some of these evangelists and pastors off of their horses, God. In the name of Jesus, knock some of these overseers and apostles off of their horses, God. And let them see your glory again. Let them see your power again. Let them see your grace again, God. Because they think they got it, God, and they don't have it. Because if we had it right, God, this mess would be going on like it is. If we really had it right, we'll see more power in the church. We'll see the dead raised again. We'll see the lame walk again, God. We'll see the dumb talk again. We'll see the greater works that you told us we'll do. God, we thank you. God, we bless you tonight. God, I pray, God, for all of the people that you've assigned to me, God, in the apostolic communion of churches, God, from all across around the United States, God, and even into Africa and into Europe, God, and those who are affiliated with us in the Philippines, God, we pray for them tonight, God, and for their ministries. God, that you will raise up leaders in their churches to assist the pastors and the bishops and the apostles in doing kingdom work, God, to take their neighborhoods for you, to take their cities for you, to take their states for you, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give them an ear to hear you, God. Give them a heart to understand what you're trying to say. In the name of Jesus. And give them a passion for ministry, God, like they've never had before. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, tonight for every bishop, every apostle, every clerk and laity who claim to be part of the Congress of Apostles and Bishops. God, that you would speak into their hearts and speak into their minds. God, and let them know the vision for the house and vision for the ministry, God, and that you will push us forward, God, not to be people of spite and people of hatred, but people of love, people that demonstrate the peace of Christ, people who are real for you about expanding the kingdom of God in this world and demonstrating what the church is supposed to be in this hour, God. God, we pray tonight, God, that no weapon formed against us, no weapon formed against me, no weapon formed against any member of the apostolic communion of churches, no weapon, God, formed against the Congress of Apostles and Bishops can prosper. In every tongue, God, that has risen against us in judgment, according to your word, we condemn them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And, God, we declare that you will get the glory, God. You will get the honor, God. You will get the praise. God, I pray, God, for my brother Bishop, God. I pray for his father, God. I pray for their organization right now. God, I'm not going to name that name because you know who I'm talking about, God. God, I pray, God, that you will begin to work and continue in his life. continue to work in his father's life, God. God, rebuke the enemy that want to come to destroy their peace, God, in their communion of churches. God, we pray, God, that you will strengthen his father even the more to lead them, God, to greater heights and deeper depths right now. God, I pray that you will continue to bless, God, that bishop in every hand, thing that you put his hand to do, God, for the glory of your kingdom. God, that you will shut the mouth of the lion. God, that you will work on his behalf. God, that you will increase his church, that you will increase his ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. And that you will show the enemy, God, that tried to fight him and disturb the peace of their in their lives and in their family and their ministry, show that the enemy that you are with them, and if God is for them, who can be against them? In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight. God, we bless you tonight. God, we honor you tonight. God, I pray, God, that every need, God, every bishop and apostle that is listening to me right now, God, those, God, I'm not talking about those that are starstruck, but those that are really trying to do the kingdom work, and God, they need resources, God. I pray that tonight, God, you begin to move on businessmen's hearts, that you'll begin to move on the saints' heart, to begin to sow into those ministries, God, to help them expand the kingdom of God that you, and expand the work, God, that you have called for them to do in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, God, that you'll give seed to the sower. And so, God, we declare tonight that every bishop and every apostle, God, and every elder, every deacon that is listening to my voice tonight, God, every layperson, God, that you will give, put seed in their hand. Put seed in their hand. Put seed in their hand. For you declare, God, you will give seed to the sower. Release it into their lives tonight. And we declare it in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, that it's done. We thank you, God, that you have heard our prayer tonight. We thank you, God, for your word said, where two or three will touch and agree on anything, it shall be done. And, God, I know tonight, God, that just like Deuteronomy said, one can chase 1,000, but two can chase 10,000. We thank you, God, tonight for the synergy that we have, God, to chase tens of thousands. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you for prayers being answered tonight. God, we thank you, God, for churches having their needs met, that there will be no lack among your people. God, we thank you for the Congress this year, God, that you will even give the Congress seed, God, that you will bring people into the Congress that will sow into the Congress and sow into the lives of the bishops that are, and apostles that are represented in the Congress of apostles and bishops, no matter where they come from. God, where they're coming from, Africa or Switzerland, where they're coming, God, from Florida or one of the other states, God, that are represented in the Congress this year, New York and Ohio and Michigan and Illinois and Indiana, God, Missouri, God, Texas and Kentucky and Virginia and D.C., God, and Pennsylvania and New York and all these other states. God, you know all the states that are represented this year. God, meet their needs. Meet every need that they have. Cause them not to lack any good thing, God, that you will have for them and their ministry. And God, we thank you. God, we bless you. For your word says that you are not a God whose hand is short. You are not a God that's not able to keep your promises, but you are not a God that can lie, but you are a God that can do just what you said you can do. And so, God, we stand tonight in faith believing that not only the things I pray for are done, but, God, you know the needs of everyone that is listening to this broadcast tonight. As we pray, God, you know what they need. And God, in the name of Jesus, if their prayers are in alignment with your will, God, we call these things forth in the name of Jesus. And God, we declare it done tonight. God, we thank you tonight. God, we praise you tonight. We praise you, God. We thank you, God. We bless you tonight, God. We bless you for answered prayer. And God, these are the blessings we ask in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and thank God. I pray that you was listening to this tonight. Be blessed. God bless you. We'll see you again on the next broadcast. This is Bishop Thomas Henry, and you've been listening to the Apostolic Voice.